My friend John Anderman, the president of the Will County Farm Bureau, is on the line. I say friend. We've never met in person, but I've talked to you several times, John, and we always appreciate you coming on. So thank you for your time again today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, John, for calling. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I know folks really do sort of appreciate your perspective. You're a farmer. You're also with the Will County Farm Bureau. You're the president there. In the last couple of years, you've been telling us about the challenges, the profits and pitfalls of being a farmer. And I had a couple questions for you just to sort of catch up. Last we spoke, you were talking about the need to purchase seed and supplies and fuel to get ready for the spring planting. So let's catch up a little bit. How is it going for you? What are you hearing west of Chicago or southwest of Chicago?
Well, it's springtime, so all of us farmers are excited about that. So we get to do what we do. Most supplies have been purchased at some level. Sometimes we pre-order, sometimes we pre-order and prepay. Sometimes we take delivery right away. Sometimes we wait to take delivery until we're actually going to use it. Just depends on what it is. But a lot of the stuff has been delivered now. Seed has been delivered. Chemicals, we don't always take possession of until we're actually going to spray them, as far as herbicides and fertilizer is the same. You don't usually take possession of that until you're actually going to apply it. We're getting a very good rainstorm right now, a thunderstorm out in Plainfield.
It's raining there right now, huh?
Yeah, raining pretty hard. You might hear some thunder once in a while.
How has that been? Has the weather been good for farmers? Has it been too wet, too dry, perfect? What about that?
Oh, it's been very good, I would say. We've had good rain in my area, and there are some areas of the state and the country that are still dry. If you go down to Kentucky, I know there's a very dry area down there. And then out west, there's some very dry areas in other states in Nebraska. But we've been fairly fortunate to have rain, but not excessive rain
yeah.
at this point.
Well, have you all been planting? Like, are the seeds in the ground for corn and beans already?
Not really yet. Not right in my area. You have to go farther south. If you go south of the Illinois River, there's a lot of planting that's going on. There's a couple fields in my area that have been planted, and probably most of my neighbors would say that it's a little bit early. It's been a little just too wet for ideal conditions.
So that'd be the only thing that keeps you. That would be the only thing to keep you from putting the seeds in the ground. Like, I've already planted my grass seed. I don't want to brag, John, but I've already got a crop coming in.
So,
I presume you guys are anxious. It's not going to snow again. If the conditions were favorable, you could. Don't you want to get them in as soon as possible, or how do you manage the timing of that?
Well, we used to go a lot by soil temperature. To some extent, we still do that. But now when you get to the last week in April, if soil conditions are correct, you just go ahead and plant. And the varieties, the seeds are probably, what would I say, they're stronger now when they're germinating than perhaps 20, 30, 40 years ago, so they can endure somewhat less than ideal conditions better than they did.
Yeah, right. And then we have to talk about fertilizer, because everybody has been hearing about the war, the strangling of the Strait of Hormuz, and sometimes fertilizer that comes through there. Has that been a factor, or did you all get your contracts in for those things prior to the war?
Well, a lot of farmers paid for it, ordered it before, prior to the war, and up until into February. Fertilizer prices, if you were to buy them now, have risen dramatically because of the war. So it's kind of both worlds. A lot of farmers prepay that stuff and did it either last fall or during the winter this year. So the price increase hasn't affected them directly for that, but for some farmers, and depending on their situation, they still have to buy fertilizer, and they will be paying much higher price for that than fuel.
Yeah. And then I know you've talked to us about this before, but so how many acres do you farm, John?
Well, 500 or so.
Yeah, and so you tell me that's not many, right? That's a small farm?
No, I am a small farmer.
Yeah. But still, your costs for fuel, seed, fertilizer, whatever else you got to do, to get that crop in the ground this year, what will it cost you?
Corn will probably run 600 an acre, something like that, for the inputs. Soybeans are probably 450, but that if you didn't prepay your fertilizer, you're going to have quite a bit higher expenses, maybe another $50 to $75 an acre on corn because of the increased cost of fertilizer and fuel prices. That kind of runs into everything that you buy because of all the transportation issues involved. So those prices, I mean, we buy a lot of fuel for the work that we do, but then everything that we buy somewhere else has got to be transported. So those prices are going to go up too.
Yeah, right.
Fuel prices.
And so if it's you got 500 acres, if it's $600 an acre for one and $400 an acre for the other, you're looking at about $55,000 just to get your crop in the ground, right?
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
If you're
Do you have a number for me off the top of your head? What's the ballpark on that?
Like if I planted 300 acres of corn, that's $180,000.
Oh, pardon me. Okay, I'm not doing it right. Well, and then you need to anticipate then how much money you're going to get from that. Do you have any way of knowing right now if you're going to be profitable this year? I guess you can't tell yet, huh?
No, can't really tell yet. There's so many variables that, you know, if we don't get planted on time, that can hinder our yields. The weather during the year will affect the yields. We can have other problems with insects or diseases. And then the market itself is a big factor, and that's pretty difficult to predict. Crop prices, corn and soybeans, corn has gone up a little. Soybeans have just kind of been holding sideways in their price. Cattle are up pretty high. If you raise cattle, that's a good thing. So it depends a lot. Variables, so it's hard to predict. At this point, we probably have a good chance of breaking even if prices stay where we are now, and we also have decent average or above average yields, we should be okay.
You know what you should do? You should raise cattle.
I should.
I mean, are there many farmers in the area that raise cattle? And because it seems beef is so high, I presume the farmer's getting some of that. If you are raising cattle, is this a real good time for Chicago area farmers?
Yeah, this is a pretty good time for anybody raising cattle. Yes, profits are pretty good per head on cattle right now. Are there a lot of guys raising cattle? There are some, but probably less than 10%. Not an awful lot of cattle or hog production in our area. It's kind of a lot of the problem with any type of livestock production is there's a lot of competition with very large producers, other areas of the country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when prices are good, you can make money, but when prices are not good, you can lose a lot more money. So it's a tricky game to play. COVID was very hard on livestock producers because of the difficulty of selling animals and getting them butchered for meat just because things were shut down.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Well, so it's less risky to be raising soybean and corn, huh?
Probably to some extent. You have to have a good marketing plan if you're going to raise livestock, probably even more so than raising crops.
Yeah. What about the, do the farmers in our area talk much about turning the land over to solar panels and these big warehouses. I mean, the use of the land. I wonder what, or data processing centers for that matter, but what's the conversation like about all of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation about that. Will County, the county that I'm in, was just ordered by a court to approve six solar farm proposals that they had denied five of them, and one was in process. The state legislature, in its wisdom, decided to take away control of solar farms from local counties. So the solar farm, if they don't get an approval from the county, they can take them to court, and then they win the approval because the state has the ultimate authority. So that's what happened. And yes, so there's a lot of talk in the farmland community about solar farms and all these data centers and warehouses.
Is it that they don't like them or want them, John?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. If the farmer owns the land,
that's what I'm thinking.
They're going to profit from the sale if that's what they want to do with their land. It's a private property issue. There's probably more resistance from the neighbor that doesn't own the land than there is from the person that's selling the land.
Yeah.
And people that have moved out to the country and built houses or bought houses out there maybe aren't as thrilled about solar farms and that kind of thing. It's kind of a personal judgment call. I don't know what to say about data centers. I really don't know that we've had a lot of good information from the people building them about their resource use, as in water and electricity. I've talked to state representatives, and they tell me the same thing. It's like they can't get a straight answer from anybody about what they're going to use as far as water for cooling or electricity demand. So we're, I think, cautious about that. We are not real sure how that's going
to, I think you get straight answers, but the answers are different. The people that are proposing the data center say, no, don't worry, it won't be too much of a drain. And the people that are opposed to them say, absolutely, it will be, and we'll have to pick up the difference in the cost of energy. So it's maybe not so much nobody knows. Well, maybe they don't know for sure, but it's, to me, not getting a straight answer. It's more you're getting straight answers that are just different depending on who you talk to. And I don't envy the local officials for having to make the call on that. It's a lot of money on one side, and it may be a bad decision on the other. And the other thing is, it's to me a little like those giant windmills. It's the aesthetic of the thing. You drive through Manuka, as I do all of the time, and now you see this vast acreage that's solar panels. And I think that's good for Earth, but I also think it's kind of sad to see the landscape change the way it does. And if I live next to that, I don't think I would like it at all. Who gets to decide on that might be another matter for another day. John, so I got to go, but tell me then, what's the next thing on your timeline? When are you going to be out there on your tractor?
Oh, we'll be out probably as soon as this current rainstorm dries up, depending on what comes after that, if we get more rain or not.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, very soon, in the next week to 10 days, I would think we would be out doing what we need to do.
Well, I wish you a good planting season and a good crop, and we'll continue to follow you this year. John Anderman is the president of the Will County Farm Bureau. Okay, John, my best to you and your friends. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.